Hi, students. Let me begin this lesson by saying that I hope you guys are all doing well in these crazy times of lockdown around the country. I hope everyone is able to study and stay well. All right, today we're going to study future, and we have already touched upon future in when we studied present continuous at the beginning of this course. As you remember, present continuous expresses an action that lasts in the moment of speaking, but it also has another meaning to it. But before we do so, as always, we're going to have a little bit of fun, and that is a tongue twister kind of fun. That's right. I don't remember how many tongue twisters we've studied so far in this semester, but I can definitely tell you that you'll probably know about 20 before this course is over. That is, if you study them, of course, which you should. All right. Is an easy tongue twister, and I think we haven't taken it with this class yet. The tongue twister sounds like how much wood, but it's actually, do you remember how much wood would chuck chuck? Now, this one is the same, but it's not the same. First, listen and then repeat. How many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook could cook cookies? All right, so it does sound the same, but this time there are cookies involved. Cook is a chef, and I think it's pretty easy to understand and easy to pronounce. Repeat after me. How many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook could cook cookies? Now let's do it again. How many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook could cook cookies? And one more time. How many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook could cook cookies? All right. Now this one is a very easy tongue twister for you to remember, so be sure to memorize it. Alrighty, now enough with this fun. Let's continue. Let's go on to our grammar fun. That's right. Don't you enjoy our grammar lessons? Of course you do. All right, so future it is. As you know, there are different types of future in English language. In this course, we are going to take, we already took present continuous, going to, will, so future simple, and then there's also future continuous, which we're not going to take this course, and future perfect, also not going to take this course, but eventually you will, so be prepared. There are all kinds of futures out there. All right, so let's begin from the beginning. In this case, it will be present continuous. So we use present continuous for planned actions in the future. For example, I am leaving for London tonight. I wish, right? I am leaving for London tonight means that I have my tickets, I have my bags ready, I'm going. It's a plan. But if, for example, I say, I'm going to go to London this summer, it means I have an intention of going, but really, I have no tickets, no bags ready. Maybe not even a place to stay, who knows? So, the only certain future that we have in English language is present continuous. Silly like that, right? All right, but today we're gonna jump in into I will and I am going to. If you're following me with the Murphy grammar book, it's gonna be unit 23, page 46. We are going to study the difference right now. Between will and be going to future actions. All right, I'm going to read the dialogue to you and then we're going to try and understand the difference and eventually we're going to study the formulas, which I think are very important to remember. If you think about English class or English grammar as a form of math, and that every grammar structure is an actual formula, you'll understand that grammar in all languages, in English especially, is very, very precise. And once you memorize all those formulas, really, there's no way for you to make a mistake. But first, of course, you have to study, and before studying, you have to understand the way everything is formed. Okay, listen up. Study the difference between will and be going to. Sarah is talking to Helen. Let's have a party. That's a great idea. We'll invite lots of people. Will, we use will or we apostrophe LL. We use will to announce a new decision. The party is a new idea. So, as you can see here, or you cannot see, just imagine there's a timeline, past, which has nothing to do with our case, and then now to future. And from now to future is decision that we make that is so spontaneous. This is an example of when we use future simple. So hold on, let's hold on a second about these examples, and let's go back to the formulas. Future simple, how do we form it? So of course, there's always the subject. Subject is I, you, he, she, it, whatever else. There's the auxiliary. Which auxiliary? Will. Now, there also used to be a shall auxiliary, but it's very rarely used now. So we all just stick with will. So subject plus will plus the first form of the verb. So easy for you, you don't need to remember all of your verbs here, which only for this case, eventually you do need to know all the verbs, right? So subject, will, plus the first form of the verb. It's as easy as that. How do we form a question in future simple? It's very simple. For example, I will go to the gym tomorrow. Will you go to the gym tomorrow? Yes, I will, or no, I won't. Won't is a negation. Will you go is a question in future simple. And how did I form that question? Very easily. I just flipped the subject with the auxiliary, right? So I put the auxiliary in front of a subject and I made my question, right? He will go to the supermarket in 2 hours. Will he go to the supermarket in 2 hours? Yes, he will, or no, he won't. And the beauty about future simple is that you don't need to change third person singular as well. Everything stays the same. So yay, an easy grammar tense to remember. All right, let's continue back to the book now. Let's continue. Later that day, so let me read the example to you again, because that way it kind of makes more sense. So Sarah is talking to Helen. Sarah and Helen. So what's the meaning of future simple, by the way? The meaning of future simple is a decision made on the spot, right? So as opposed to present continuous, where decision that future is a planned future. So there's no way I'm making my decision of going to London on the spot. I already have my ticket. I made that decision months ago. Whereas here in future simple, I make my decision right now. For example, someone asks me, what do you want for dinner? And I say, I'll have a pizza. Thank you. I'll have a pizza is a decision I'm making right now. I wasn't thinking about what I was going to have for dinner until my friend asked me. And when he asked me, I said, yeah, I'll have pizza. That's a good idea. But before, I wasn't even thinking about it, right? Does it make sense? I think it's future simple is one of those simple tenses to understand. All right, so now back to the book. Sarah is talking to Helen. Let's have a party. That's a great idea. We'll invite lots of people. We used will to announce a new decision. The party is a new idea. So Sarah and Helen decide on the spot. Okay. Later that day, Helen meets Dan. And Helen says, Sarah and I have decided to have a party. We are going to invite lots of people, she says to Dan. Going to, there's a new future for you. We used to be going to, subject plus be going to, right? When we have already decided to do something. So Helen had already decided to invite lots of people before she spoke to Dan. So instead of saying we'll invite lots of people, she says we're going to invite lots of people. So to be going to subject plus be plus going to, which incidentally is still a present perfect formula, right? Expresses a decision already made. Okay? So if we have in line present continuous, be going to, and future simple, the only plan, a certain plan, is present continuous. Then be going to is a decision made, but not a plan yet. This is the only difference that might be a little difficult for you to understand. And then future simple is a decision on the spot. So until that moment, I didn't know, I didn't think, but right now I decide. So be going to is a decision already made, but it's not a plan. So if I say, I'm going to go to London this summer, and I'm going to London this summer, in which case am I 100% certain I'm going? That's right. 100% certain is I'm going to London this summer. Because if I use present continuous, I have the tickets, I have the bags, etc. But if I say I'm going to go to London, I decided that I'm going to go, but I haven't taken the necessary steps yet to get there. So buy tickets, find an apartment, etc. Wow, this class really makes me want to go to London. All right. I think this is kind of understandable. Let's continue reading the text, and then we're going to do some exercise, and I think you guys will understand it even better. So, compare. Gary phoned while you were out. Okay, I'll call him back. Or, Gary phoned while you were out. Yes, I know. I am going to call him back. Now, what's the difference here? In the first case, Gary phoned you were out is new information to the person. So she say, okay, I'll call him back. She didn't know before, but now she decides. In the second case, Gary phoned while you were out. Yes, I know, presupposes that the information is not new, but it's old. I'm going to call him back is a decision that person has already made, right? That person already decided. You know, he called, yeah, I'm going to call him back. He's a good guy. So the decision has already been made. Does that make sense? Okay. Or, Anna is in hospital. Oh, really? I didn't know. I'll go to and visit her. So in this case, I didn't know. I'll go to visit her. Is a decision made on the spot. Future simple. Versus, Anna is in hospital. Yeah, I know. I'm going to visit her this evening. So I already knew and I already made plans to go and visit. I decided to go and visit her. Does that make sense to you guys? Let's continue. Now, there are situations in which we're going to use future simple and be going to interchangeably, which means we can use both of those expressions together, or either one or the other. For example, back to your book, future happenings and situations, predicting the future. We use both will and going to predict future happenings and situations. So you can say, I think the weather will be nice later. Or you could say, and then have the same meaning, I think the weather is going to be nice later. So in both cases, you are predicting future. And this is the only case when you're predicting the future, so to say, when you can use both future simple and going to. Or, those shoes are well made. They'll last a long time. They'll last a long time is me foreseeing the future, so to say, right? Or, those shoes are well made. They're going to last a long time. So in both cases are correct. When we say something is going to happen, we know this from the situation now. What is happening now shows that something is going to happen in the future. For example, look at those black clouds. It's going to rain. Not it will rain. We can see that it is going to rain from the clouds that are in the sky now. Or, I feel terrible. I think I'm going to be sick. Not I think I'll be sick. I think I'm going to be sick because I feel terrible now. Do not use will in this type of situations. So to recapitulate, we use both future simple and be going to predict the future. But if we're predicting the future based on the situation that we find ourselves now, for example, it's raining, I think it's going to continue to rain. This is the only time that we actually use only going to without future simple. So if you predict in the future based on the now, use be going to. But if you're just predicting the future, like I think my soccer team, AC Milan, is going to win, or I think my soccer team, AC Milan, will win, both are correct, right? Because I'm not basing it on anything right now, I'm just predicting it. Whereas if I say, oh man, it's really dark out, I think it's going to rain, I look outside and I base it on the now, then I'm going to be using going to. Does this make sense to you? I hope it does. And we'll proceed with the grammar exercise.